4F. Exercises 2B and 3, page 50. So, I am joined this morning by Dr. John Capel from the European Institute of Medicine. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Now, am I reading this correctly? You and an international group of scientists have just spent 3 months by the Italian seaside engaged in research.
Yes, that's true.
Research? Really?
Yes, we've been investigating life in a beautiful Italian village by the sea called Acciaroli. I know it sounds like fun, and it was, but it was also part of an important research project.
And what did you expect to find?
We were hoping to find answers as to why people in this community live to extraordinarily old ages, but we didn't know exactly what we'd be looking for.
What sort of ages?
Well, this is a village with around 700 inhabitants, and 1 in 10 live to the age of 100. A good percentage of those reach 110.
Wow! So what's their secret?
Since the 1950s, the Cliento region, of which Acciaroli is a part, has been known as one of the places in the world where people live longest. But it was the American nutritionist Ansel Keys who first made the link between the Mediterranean diet of the region and longevity. He and his wife Margaret, both from Minnesota, moved to the area in the 1960s, and guess what?
They both lived to be 100.
He lived to 100, and she made it to 97.
Wow!
So we wanted to research diet, as well as other medical and lifestyle factors in Acciaroli that could be linked to the extraordinary ages reached by the residents.
So where did you start?
We conducted a wide range of tests on blood samples from 80 of the residents. Significantly, these tests showed very low levels of a hormone called adrenomegaline in the population.
Is that a good thing?
It's a very positive thing, because high levels of this hormone can be harmful, causing blood vessels to become too narrow. We found the residents of Acciaroli had exceptional circulatory systems, working as effectively as those of adults in their 20s and 30s. We thus found far fewer cases of people suffering from heart disease and obesity than you would expect in the general population.
So what's going on here?
Eating habits are almost certainly a major factor here. The people grow most of their own seasonal fruits and vegetables in their backyards, free from harmful pesticides and chemicals, and raise their own chickens and rabbits.
But there weren't any magic springs to get water from or magic mixtures to take each morning.
You joke, but there was something that all the researchers noticed. The villagers have a much higher than average consumption of rosemary.
The herb?
Yes. Previous research on rosemary has shown that it contains carnosic acid, which has known benefits for improving memory and eye health, and also has tumor-fighting properties. The villagers eat rosemary with almost everything, and we are launching some research to find out whether the specific variety grown in the area may be connected to their incredible health.
Fascinating, John. Definitely somewhere I might retire to.